the monitor, please. A little more vocal, please. A little bit more, a little bit more. Give me a little bit. Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
more vocal. Sounds like it's in a trash can. She was with another man. I walked in my face. Yeah. you, Till Bird. I'm glad y'all came out tonight. We're going to have a good time, I'll tell you. Really happy to be back in the Netherlands because you always make us feel so good, ladies and gentlemen. Right now we're going to do the title track of our most recent studio CD. The CD's called Go the Distance. It's out here on the Roof Records label. And this is a song that I wrote a year ago when I was on tour over here. I was sitting in the back of the van and I just wrote some words down, and I didn't really know what they meant at the time. But in the past month and a half, I've come to understand the song more, and it's come to have new meaning to me since what happened in my country, and it's a whole new song for me. So I just want to send it out to everyone who believes in freedom, who believes in stopping tyranny, and doesn't want to let somebody impose their beliefs and their will on you. So that anybody who loves freedom and believes in freedom, this is for you. It's called Go the Distance. Trying to knock us down. but I swear we won't be beat. We may stumble and fall, be tired as hell, but we're determined to be standing when they ring that final bell. Some years ago when I was a young man, I was sitting in my house trying to get somewhere, practicing my guitar, seeing if I could get somewhere playing this thing, and telephone rang. I picked it up. The voice said,
this is John Lee Hooker.
I went, okay. And I'm Abraham Lincoln.
He said, no, this is John Lee Hooker. I want you to come play in my band. I said, okay.
So I drove down to San Diego. I'm standing there in the dressing room. I never played with these guys before. I didn't know any of them. I said, Mr. Hooker? He said, call me Hook. Mr. Hooker, what are we going to play tonight? And Hook said, don't worry about it.
I said, I got to worry about it. So he said, all you got to do is watch my foot. He said, when my foot start going like this, he said, you see the foot do this? We're going to play something. I said, okay, we're going to play something. What are we going to play? And he said, don't worry about it. So I'm out on the stage. I'm scared shitless. I'm watching that foot like it's the Zapruder film. And the foot start moving. And Mr. Hooker said, so deep, baby. Lord, I don't know what to do. So anyway, when I was writing this last CD, I was sitting in my house and I'm thinking, every song that we ever played in John Lee Hooker's band, whatever the song was, he managed to fit in those words. I got a love so deep. Every tune. But he never had a song called that. So the whole purpose behind this story I'm telling you is I decided to write a song with Mr. Hooker in mind. It's called Love So Deep, and it's dedicated to Mr. John Lee Hooker. And it goes like that. Such a sin, baby. I love you.
to do a song that has a message in it. It's something I have wanted to say for many years. Something I've needed to say. And when I finally said it, I felt better. So I'm gonna say it. I don't know if it's politically correct, and I don't give a shit. The name of the song is I Don't Want My MTV. Like we're in up here in this band. and you're leaving home all the time, and you got somebody at home that you love, you gotta give them reassurance. You gotta let them know that you love them. So this is a song that I wrote as basically a personal message to my wife, who I love with all my heart. It's called Faithful. Days before I knew you and who I used to be, you were always in my heart and everything I knew. Darling, I have been faithful to you. Well, some of you may remember that 10 years ago, we had an album called Prisoner of a Dream. And the title track on that CD was something I wrote about a real lady, a real person. She was a homeless person who lived on the street in the little town in California that I live in. And she used to go down to the beach every day and write poetry in the sand. And then she would sit back and cry and weep as the waves came in and washed away her writing. Oh, yeah, I thought she was very artistic, actually, so I had to write a song about something, so I wrote it about her. And all the people in the town started running up to her and saying, Walter has written you a song. You gotta hear the song. And she'd go. She didn't want anybody to notice her, you know. She wanted to be left alone. And the more people told her about the song, the more upset she got. Until one night, she went down to the nightclub where we were the house band, and she took a marker and she wrote a long, incredible poem on the door of the nightclub, basically telling me where to stick my song. So, it's taken me 10 years, but just to keep the groove going between her and I've written her another song. So this is about the lady who was the prisoner of a dream, and it concerns her going down to that nightclub and writing that message on the doorway. It goes like this.
Just for me.
They say every distance is nothing. Yet I remember everything. Well, every man who put me here. And I see my life come shining from the west down to the east. And any day now, anywhere now, I shall be. And they say every man needs protection. And they say every man must fall. And yet I swear I can see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. And I can see my life, I see it shine from the west down to the east. Any day now, any way, God knows that I shall be released. Lord, I'll be born. Thank you. in time. Walter Trout now.
Thank you. God bless you, everybody, each and every one of you. When you get back to your home tonight, say a prayer for some security in this world, all right? Let's stay free. Good night, all.
Thank you. She was my first love.